All right, now we're really cooking. All right, hello. Hello, hello. All right, no, this is the real deal. This is what we're getting up to. All right, hello. My name is Jack. I am an Ohioan through and through. I am very passionate about trying to figure out what I could do to help us now get through what's going to be at least from my perspective, rough 4 years. I have no idea what it's going to look like or how we are going to see things play out day by day, but I think that at the very least we should talk to each other or at least listen to what's going on and just have as much information shared that we can so that way we all can make the best decisions for us. There's a lot of fear, there's a lot of uncertainty, and at least from my perspective, I really don't think people are going to be fully aware of what's going on until it happens. So we will see. At least for me, how I envision this is like it's some kind of record, at least for me, so that way I could say that I did everything I could to help my fellow human beings, my neighbors, my loved ones. I really think that this is going to be a relatively hard, awful time for us human beings because of all the crap that had been given to at least my generation from prior generations. Now, dealing with climate change, dealing with gun violence, now dealing with the rise of authoritarianism. And that concerns me. The other concerning aspect of this, too, at least for me, is the fact that I don't think that there's enough good coverage of what's going on both nationally, statewide in Ohio, sometimes even locally. But what I am grateful for is that there is a lot of content creators, a lot of people who are bringing the good and necessary attention to what is going on. We have great activists sharing information what's happening globally. We have great activists sharing what's happened nationally. And at least for my part, I don't think that there is enough media coverage of what is happening in Ohio politics, and how Ohio went from a very important swing state to the far right extremist state that we are seeing now. You know, it's an interesting fun fact, or not so fun fact, depending on how you look at it, and like that's how I look at it. Ohio's Supreme Court is now 6-1 in solid control of the Republicans. The Republicans have been in control of Ohio's Supreme Court since 1986. And in all of those years, Ohio's government had become and solidified a supermajority far-right conservative government that has only been broken up this year by a margin of 2 seats in the Ohio House. So now, while we are in a lame duck session, for those of you who don't know what that means, it's the time period in between elections. We are in this period now where the Republicans in the Ohio State House have complete supermajority to do what they want, even if the governor decides to veto whatever legislation they propose. Thankfully, that has been broken now, as I mentioned before, but there is a lot of coverage that still needs to happen. There are a lot of great legislative proposals that are in there so far, and there are a lot that are horrifying. And we're seeing the ramification of the horrifying ones being implemented because that's where the focus is on. And yet, there's not enough attention to the nitty-gritty of what those bills are and how they are going to affect Ohioans. Now, bear in mind, there are a phenomenal amount of people who are working to try to get attention to these issues. One of them being someone called The Rooster. The Rooster is someone who I admire very much. I got to have lunch with him a short while ago, and in talking about his activism and how he was able to draw attention to these issues, he does it in a beautifully authentic way. He calls them like dust ups. he goes and speaks to these legislators firsthand and calls them out on their crap. And what I really love to see about that is that we need a lot more of that and a lot more attention being driven to people like the Rooster. So that way we can have the accurate coverage of what is happening as it's happening. I personally don't like seeing what's happening in our state house a few days after it happened. I think it's important for at least myself to be aware of what's coming down, who I can talk to, who I can voice my concerns to. Now, who knows? It might be a bit too little too late. We have no idea what's going to happen January 20th after. At least I have a decent feeling about how I feel it about it. But again, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, it is November 23rd, 2024, and we're just going to see what happens in Ohio, what happens in the United States. I hope during these precious months before, or precious weeks now we have before the election, that people could find each other to organize, to get together, and to really fight and advocate for the changes that we want to see. You know, what really is interesting to me is we have a unique opportunity here to really get to see how we can better this country. You know, we have narrowed Trump's lead to the point where no one won a majority popular vote. Like, I think it last time I checked, it was like 49% Trump, 48% Kamala. I need to double check that. But at least how I last saw it, that's where his supposed lead has. And the whole Electoral College situation is another discussion for another time. With this being an introductory episode, though, I'm just kind of seeing how this goes. I see some sound effects stuff. I see dialogue, music, SFX, ambiance. I'm using Adobe Audition, at least for the time being. By the way, I have to shout out the Hamilton County Public Library. This is where I'm recording. Hamilton County's Public Library offers a space like this so people don't have to invest so much into a resource that they might not use all the time. Whereas if people wanted to start a podcast like myself or do other recording or whatnot, they could come to the makerspace in the public library. It's a really cool feature, and this is why I love our public library so much. They give a lot of good resources and education materials to people who need them and are able to help people like myself start and make things. You know, that's half the battle, just starting something, actively trying to do what you can and go from there. You know what? I had an idea. I might go on TikTok Live too while I'm doing this so I can just kind of gauge multiple different avenues here. Give me 1 second. All right, I have TikTok up. I have my background, and I'm going live, right now. So while it gets set up, I want to further just bring attention to what I am passionate about and what concerns me. What concerns me is that there are not enough content creators, media, or whatever you want to describe it, there's not enough media that's being directed to people on something at their level. For me, I am passionate about bringing attention to what is going on statewide, just as much, if not more so, than nationally. Hello, my name is Jack. I mentioned my name earlier, but just working to get this going again, see what happens. For those of you just joining, hello. It's really great to see you. I am here because I really think that we need to focus a lot on our statewide issues and our state governments just as much, if not more so, than nationally. You know, I don't know if y'all know this, but Ohio used to be a really important swing state. It used to be one of the top places that we saw investment from presidential candidates down ballot, trying to get fundraising, trying to get people out to vote, and we had that. And then when 2016 came along and Donald Trump took over the Republican Party, we had a lot of people from Ohio leave the Democratic Party to go to the Republican Party because Donald Trump spoke to my fellow Ohioans in a manner that they deemed not only reasonable, but something that spoke to them. And that's another thing. If you don't know what's happening about the state of Ohio, Ohio has been held in control of the Republican Party for many, many years, decades even. So the Republican Party in Ohio has been in control of our state house ever since 2010 and longer. And that includes our governor and has included our Supreme Court since 1986. So think of it this way. A Supreme Court in the state of Ohio has been in control of one party since 1986. And now after these elections, that lead from the Republicans is now 6-1. Six Republicans, one Dem, even though they're supposed to be not non-biased or impartial. That just leads to further dominance of the Republican Party and the far-right issues that we are seeing, not to mention issues about school and the voucher program, about some of the regulation removal that we're seeing companies work on just going into our public parts for raw materials, resource extraction. I don't know about you, but I strongly prefer protecting our environment and really advocating for maintaining some semblance of this earth free of human extraction and resource. But some people don't care about that. Some people, especially people in business, only care about business for the sake of business, working to get their bottom line, and that, for many businesses, that includes extracting resources. Going back to Ohio and its statehouse politics, though, we have so many issues with gerrymandering. We tried to get a gerrymandering initiative passed last year, or this past election, and it failed. But do you know why it failed? It failed because our Supreme... I was about to call him like a Supreme Chancellor or something, but our Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, is someone who very much wants to suck up to the far-right MAGA crowd and whatnot as much as he can. He is someone who... in prior elections, worked to change the ballot initiative language that people would see on their ballots, and as such, try to confuse voters about what they were truly voting for. Now, it wouldn't change the actual verbiage if it was implemented, but in so doing, he created a means for, thank you very much for the heart, I appreciate it. He created a means for having people be so confused about the verbiage that we lost this ballot initiative. We see so many issues now with voter suppression. We have had many voters in Ohio purged from the voter rolls because they haven't voted in every single election. Ohio has one of the most restrictive voter accessibility means now. We went from having a plethora of means for voter identification to now just a handful, like three, like your passport, your citizen ID, and I know there's a veteran military thing somewhere in there, and I think maybe one more. But when you try to remove accessibility for voters and all potential voters, that is not democratic. That is not something that we should be accepting of. Ohio has a very diverse economy, but we have a lot of issues with deindustrialization. And many of our counties that used to be not necessarily boom towns, but depended on one major company for their livelihoods, they've all been away. Union decline and labor rights have been in decline. Economic inequality has been something that has been rising. Despite growth in tech, healthcare, we see a lot of investment coming in from Intel, hopefully coming soon to the edge of Columbus. We are not seeing that growth or that amount of investment go down to our communities. Economic equality rate remains high. Many communities see stagnating wages and rising costs of living. A lot of investment has been gone into the gig economy and trying to get people to work in a variety of different means. And while great, that has not done enough to actively support our people in Ohio. There's issues with healthcare accessibility. There are issues with our education system. There are issues with our environment. fracking and fossil fuels are one of the worst things that we are seeing environmentally wise in Ohio, especially when the public parks have been opened up to any corporation who wants to frack, extract fossil fuels. Ohio's government said, okay, yeah, let's do it. Not to mention the lack of investment in climate change policy. There is nothing that our Ohio government is doing right now to effectively solve climate change. There's a bill right now in Ohio, it's called House Bill 79, though, that if passed would work to allow residents of Ohio the option to opt into a program where they can work on getting some renewable energy through solar, get tax rebates for cutting down their energy, having investments into those policies. I think that that's a good thing. And it passed the Ohio House. It is in the Ohio Senate right now, and it's still in committee, and it needs to be brought to floor vote and then passed by Governor DeWine. Because this legislation has bipartisan support. It has passed the House. In fact, the vote was 50 to 45 with 4 abstentions. So in case you don't know, in Ohio's government, there are 99 legislators in the Ohio House and 33 in the Senate. So that's the breakdown of that vote, and it's one of the few things that we are seeing from the pipeline be very beneficial to Ohioans, and there is, unfortunately, a hell of a lot coming down the pipeline that's going to be awful for Ohioans. Ohio has a huge problem with social justice issues as well. Like, for example, I live in the city of Cincinnati, and we have half of our population being BIPOC, which is amazing. That's awesome. We have not properly invested enough into the social justice issues that we are facing because we're still dealing with issues of segregation in Cincinnati. We have issues in a disparity between health by neighborhood to neighborhood. It's a big issue, and it's something that needs to be talked about, and I don't think that there's enough attention going to these communities directly and hearing from their perspectives what's been going wrong and how we as people can help. Statewide, though, we are still seeing a lot of influence of big money in politics. Did you know that Ohio government officials have been bribed to bail out energy companies? Larry Householder, former elected official in Ohio, I think he was the speaker, one of Ohio's House speakers, he has been indicted and is now in federal prison for a large bribery scheme for bailing out energy companies at the expense of Ohioans. Ohioans are paying public money bailing out this energy company. To be fair, I don't remember what that company is off the top of my head. In any case, only one person, Larry Householder, has been indicted and convicted on it. Someone who had been convicted of it, or not convicted, but indicted, is no longer on this earth, if you know what I mean. But that doesn't, it never really addressed the underlying issue. There's a whole issue of corruption in Ohio. There's a huge issue in seeing how Ohioans, or showing how Ohioans are able to understand how corrupt our entire state government is. And there's a lot of cultural and social divides. I mean, it's not just urban communities from like Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland metropolitan areas to the rural counties. It's like we have many counties in here who have not had a strong Democratic Party sustain them. And Ohio, the Ohio Democratic Party apparatus, which I think has done a lot of good to get turnout as best they can, we do not invest enough into our rural counties. We do not see a lot of fostering, at least from my perspective, a good relationship with people in these communities on their level. I think, so in growing up from a relatively rural area for a good part of my life, I see that difference. I used to live in a suburb, and now I live in a city, and I do see that divide. Leftist policies have struggled to gain support in these regions because I don't believe that our messaging has been conveyed properly and appropriately enough. Like, in order to communicate things effectively to any and all communities, you have to have not just a relationship with them, but speak to them on their level. So that's kind of why I'm here, speaking through TikTok, recording. I really feel like it's important for people just to talk to each other, to get to comprehend what's going on and how we can take a stand. Because it's impossible to fully say that the Republican Party is just all about this and the Democratic Party is all about this. What I personally would like to see is a lot more Democrats advocate for a $20 minimum wage, making sure that the right to food, water, and housing is secured, that we have a four-day work week, that we have a better living condition than any generation before us because we do have the means to do so. We, as a state, have so much more to look into and identify and be like, hey, we don't have to live like this. We can go back to being a swing state. We can go back to being a means for people to say, hey, Ohio can become the best version of it can. But right now, we are dealing with so much. Ever since 2010, when there was the redistricting process and people gerrymandered our state to heck and back, that power has been solidified and has not been able to be changed since this past election, which we could have. We could have made that change if we as Ohio voters approved of issue one. That would have ended gerrymandering, and it would have required a board of 15 people, 5 Democrats, 5 independents, 5 Republicans, to get some maps established. But we didn't have that because people voted against it. And so now we're going to continue having our state house politicians draw these maps out. And as such, they're able to consolidate their power at the expense of those who oppose them. And in so doing, not just maintain their majority, but portray Ohio politics as something completely different from what Ohioans want. We have a limited amount of power in Ohio to fight back and have accountability. We have a limited means of trying to address what is going on. And that, at least from my perspective, starts with connecting with Ohio organizations, Ohioans as they are, where they are, and in a means that is best suited for them. This is my first time doing a recording, like an exact recording, and I'm not entirely sure what I'm trying to do with it. I think that the other thing is, too, you see all this other right-wing media, you see a lot of podcasts, a lot of YouTubers, a lot of people on Twitter. I'm not going to call it the other thing. Twitter, you see a lot of all these different content creators making their platforms that I, at least from my perspective, I don't think that there's a comparable one that I've seen on the Democratic side. And I'm like, well, why not? So I don't know. I'm trying to see what I can do and try to do everything I can to bring attention to the issues that I believe are important, and I'm sure that these are issues y'all think are important too. We in Ohio have a lot of work to be doing. However, I am grateful that we are not the worst state, but I feel like we're slowly becoming the worst state because we have a state government that does not listen to its people. I mean, heck, we tried to tell the legislature that the maps were illegal, and that was through 7 unique Supreme Court decisions, Ohio Supreme Court decisions, that tried to bring attention to what was going on and say, no, you can't do this. But our state house leaders were like, we're just going to keep doing it. There was no mechanism that our Ohio Supreme Court, up until this recent election, was able to counter what was coming through our state house. And now the Republicans have a solid control of 3 branches of government in Ohio. And that's scary to me. Like, all of the rhetoric that Donald Trump wants to enact when he gets into power, that's not just going to be a national issue. It's going to be a statewide issue. Not just for Ohio, but for many states in the South, many states in the Midwest. A lot of people are going to be hurt by this. And I think that a lot of people voted for the guy, not fully comprehending exactly what he would do and not fully appreciating how those policies and those changes are going to have a profound effect on everyone's life. You know, I really think that Blue Sky, yeah, I really think that Blue Sky is the best place to start reconnecting with people now, to really start getting organized and to really just rebuild a solid base of foundation for supporting each other. Like now that Twitter is this awful hell site now that's just been absolutely destroyed by a billionaire, we need to find a means of countering that, and that starts with going to applications like Blue Sky, making accounts and connecting with people over there. I am very excited about what happens with Blue Sky, by the way. It is November 23rd, and Blue Sky is, I believe, at like 22 million users now, something like that. Blue Sky is building up slowly but surely. I'm really excited to see how that's going to go. I think that it's in very capable hands, and what really makes me happy about it is we're just seeing a community again that's starting to rebuild, and it's not a place for people to spread hate and intolerance. And I think that that's what I am very grateful for. Left-leaning activists and politicians in Ohio have it rough. Like, we've had it rough for well over a decade, and it's rough right now. Having a path forward requires working and overcoming entrenched Republican dominance, addressing systemic inequalities, and advocating for environmental sustainability as well as person sustainability. Because we are going to see the effects of climate change continue to worsen, and that's going to cause a mass migration of people to try to get to more stable climates. Ohio is going to be one of the most stable climates in approximation, and that's going to cause a lot of people to want to move here for security and stability, and we have to be ready for that. But our Ohio state government is prioritizing profit, prioritizing anything to keep Donald Trump happy over the expense of Ohioans. We are seeing a lot of issues with that, but there's a lot of cause for optimism because a lot of people have joined and voted in favor of the anti-gerrymandering petition, tried to get a lot of attention going for. There's a lot of issues that are going to be coming down the pipeline. We thankfully were able to keep some Ohio congressional candidates who were Democrats in government. And that includes Greg Lanson. He's one of my congresspeople. Like all politicians, I don't think Greg is perfect, but I am so glad that at least we have a Democrat there that is not what we used to have, which was an awful, awful, awful congressional person named Steve Chabot, who held the position for 22 years. And that's another thing too. I don't think that we should have politicians in power in any capacity for like over 20 years. I think that that further breeds corruption. But that's a whole other topic, something I still need to think about. Now, Ohio, I believe that when Ohio gets that population back, what is going to happen is that we are going to start regaining electoral votes because of that population. And I'm hoping that when more people move to Ohio, unfortunately, the cause of that, whether that be climate change or what have you, having that ability to have Ohioans, or more people call Ohio its home, we can start to further counteract this and really draw attention to changing how our state government operates. So when we have more people moving into these counties, more people move and start building their, either continue to build communities where they find them, or who knows, maybe start their own. That is going to be one of the most important things that we can and should do. And so right now, what I am very happy to do is start organizing and further contributing what my thoughts are to any and all other organizers, organizations, advocates to better Ohio. One of the best people I see on that, and I mentioned this earlier, is someone named The Rooster, who goes out in Ohio and does these dust-ups and speaks his mind to what our legislators have said or their actions done, and he does it in the Ohio State House. He walks by them, he talks to them, he addresses them their concerns, and what's really cool about seeing him is that like he does it in such like an authentic, wonderful way that it's like, wow, this is a fellow Ohio citizen who's very passionate about what's going on, and he's taking it right to the people who are implementing these awful policies. It's amazing. And so I suppose what I want to do here with whatever it is I'm making, I don't know if it's going to be a podcast, I don't know if it's going to be whatever, but I just feel very passionate that we have to get as much counterbalance to the media that we are going to be seeing for the next 4 years, because the media is going to continue to go further and further to the right, further and further attack members of my community, which is the LGBTQIA community, working against the rights of those who are non-fundamental Christians, working against the rights of women. Someone has to take a stand, and as long as I'm still breathing and kicking, I will do whatever I can to support my community. I'll do whatever I can to support women. I will do whatever I can to support people who are different than me. Because at the end of the day, we all are human beings. We all live, breathe, eat, sleep, and eventually we pass away. And that's just how life is. And I feel like so much divide has been focused on separating us through X, Y, and Z. And we don't have to live like that. I would so much rather invest our time to correct the errors of many decades and centuries of inequality, make sure that people and their communities feel sufficiently protected, compensated, what have you, for the fundamental problems that we as a nation have perpetuated on them for years. Yes, we are strong together. Oh, and for those of you listening, if this recording goes anywhere, I'm looking at TikTok and I'm seeing some comments. Yes, we are strong together. And that's the, I suppose that what it all roots down to is coming together. Coming together and seeing where we can take a stand on things, where we can work together on and at least bring attention to things. Because there's a whole coalition out there that's just waiting to be unified. Like there's where I work, Ohio Citizen Action. There is Ohioans Against Extremism. There is a group called, I'm blanking on it on the top of my head. I need to, that's another thing. I'm going to make a TikTok about like all the various organizations that I have seen or found highlighting the good people who are actively fighting the good fight, spreading the truth, and being authentic in so doing. Because there's so much that needs to be brought attention to. We have 134 statewide elected officials in the legislative branch and the executive branch. And if we really want to add the Supreme Court candidates, then that's 142 approximately. But there's a lot to be drawn attention to. There's a lot that needs to be focused on. There's a lot of rebuilding that needs to be done with either and or both the Democratic Party and the communities who support the values of freedom and equality. Gosh, how long have I been recording? Approximately 25 minutes, 30, something. In any case, I am trying to see how my voice and how, not just my voice, but how I can be useful to help others and support their living condition, and how we can all unite and rally behind important causes that we all want to see. Like, for example, I want to see a $20 minimum wage. I want to see a 4-day work week. I want to see record investment in new housing construction, better water systems and sustainability systems with that, and better food accessibility. Like, we have the means to make sure no one is hungry, not just in this country, but in the world. We have the means to do that. And so I think it might take a crisis of this administration coming in for people to finally realize that. And that's exactly it. Having and rallying behind local organizations is going to be the most important fundamental step that we can do to counter what is coming down the pipeline. When we don't stand with the organizations that are doing the work, it's like that phrase, I'm gonna butcher it. It's not gonna be verbatim exactly, but they went after this community and I didn't do anything. Then they went after this community and I didn't do anything. And then they went after this community and I didn't do anything. And then when they came after me, no one was there to defend me. That's always spoken to me. Like, I'm very passionate about making sure that we have equitable justice, a sense of fairness, and a mutual sense of not just protection, but respect for each other. And that's what I am hopeful that y'all get out of this and for just whatever we can all do together. You know, it's really cool. I saw, like, at one point I saw 50 people here, and now I see like 4 people here, and I just think that that's awesome. I'm so grateful for y'all who want to take a moment to listen to me yap and talk about Ohio politics and whatnot. I just feel not just grateful for you, but like, this is why I want to do it. Cause like, even if my work helps just one person, then I could know that at the end of the day, when I'm no longer here with y'all, and hopefully that's many, many decades away, like, I can at least say that I did X, Y, and Z to help people. I don't ever want to come off as arrogant. I don't want to ever come off as like self-righteous or holier than thou, because there's so much I, as a human being, need to learn about other communities, other people, and how to better connect with them. And in so doing, like, I want to help to reach people on their level where they're at, to not come across as condescending, but to be like as authentic, clear, and passionate, I suppose, in a manner that is going to be helpful. Because a lot of people do need help. A lot of people feel so hurt because, at least from what I have experienced, a lot of people don't feel like anyone else has their back. And when we have this fostered culture of rugged individualism, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, that's going to leave people by the wayside. Now, don't get me wrong, under our current economic system, there's always going to be someone at the bottom. There's always going to be someone at the top, and I have my own reservations about that. Again, that's a whole other discussion. But if that's the system that we have, then we have to establish a better low point, rather than just let people fend for themselves, rather than just abandon people out to the elements and say, oh, sorry, it's not economically suitable for you to have this abode. You know, like, that's a whole other thing that I think that we should consider. Like, all of us, or like a substantial majority of us, are so much closer to poverty than we ever will to be getting something like $1 million or $1 billion. We are so much closer to poverty and losing everything because of that hyper-individualism. Like, I don't know how a union is formed. I don't know how further organizing efforts can be done. And that's another thing I want to do. I want this to be a learning experience as well. I want people to learn how these things go. I want people to learn how you are able to organize effectively. And I want to make that information as accessible, free as possible, in as many digestible formats as anyone needs. Because I feel like people make these systems so complicated, so hard to understand, that the generic human being who's going by in their business, it's way too much for them to invest in or take a look at, because it's exhausting to do so. Thank you so much for the gift, by the way. I saw that and I did not want to leave you hanging. Thank you so much for the gift. I really appreciate that. Once again, I'm not sure where this recording is going to, but if anyone is listening to this recording, I'm also on TikTok Live too. I'm going to be concluding this relatively soon, but before I go, I just wanted to say that I am in this fight for as long as I can be, with everything I have. I have no idea what is going to be in store for the next 4 years, or let alone the next few months, but I'm in this with you. I am going to do everything I can to spread information, and not just accurate information, but information about what we can do to counter it wherever we are at. So whether that be at home, whether it be through social media, whether that be through in-person rallying organizing, whether that be through letter writing or postcard writing, whatever format, I want to make sure that's easy and convenient as much as possible, so that way anyone can do it wherever they're at in life, whether they're comfortable with just liking a post or spreading information about a link or even going to a rally or whatnot. I want to help. That is who I am, and that's what I'm about. My name is Jack. I want to focus on Ohio politics mostly, but I will talk about national politics too because they both go hand in hand. I hope y'all have a lovely day. We're going to see what happens, and no matter what, we all have to stand together. We all have to stand together. Thank you so much for the gift, Jerry G. Thank you so much for the gift. I really appreciate it. I hope y'all have a good day. I might go live later tonight. It won't be a recording, just like some more of my thought processes, but I hope you enjoyed. If you made it this far, you have my utmost gratitude and appreciation. And I am so excited to continue doing this work to better this world, to better the human condition, and stand in support of my fellow neighbors, my fellow human beings. Thank you all so much for being here, for taking the time to listen. This is Jack Cunningham, Cincinnati, Ohio, United States of America, North America, on the planet Earth, in the solar system of the Milky Way galaxy. Take care, y'all. Have a great day.